You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and I am here to discuss the surging Giants with my friend Chris Haft, who covers the Giants. So, Chris, this is about as much of an upswing as we can possibly get to at this point in the season. So the Giants, as we're speaking, and of course they're heading into play on Wednesday when this is being recorded, but the Giants are 14-13 and in second place in the NL West. I can't believe I'm even looking at the standings this early in the season, but I guess it's now part of my job to do that. What has been going so well for the Giants in the past week?
Largely, Allison, it's the starting pitching, and which is a familiar formula for this team, of course, since since the 08-09 season. They've pitched three shutouts in a row. A fabulous starting pitching from Tim Lincecum, Madison Bumgarner, and Ryan Vogelsong in that stretch, and that's something they haven't done since June of 2012, when they had four shutouts in a row. It's been a nice turnaround, because in the four, five, six, seven games before that, the rotation was pretty ineffective. So,
right.
did people see this coming? Maybe not. But once you get a little ways into the season, guys settle down. Guys will often tend to find a groove, and that's what's happened here.
They also have, if I have my calculations correct, eight wins at home in a row at this point as we're speaking, and I would imagine that when they're not winning at home, that's got to be a little bit extra frustrating for them, just because they're a team so built for that ballpark and they feed off of the energy. I mean, we've talked many times about just what it's like to be at the Giants home game. I mean, they sell out every game and it's just people are so into it. So it has to be kind of nice, I'm sure, for them to have gotten into this groove at home where they sort of expect to win.
Yeah, you said they do expect to win. It's a big disappointment when they don't win for them at home. But when they do win at home, one feeds off the other. The fans get even more into it, which of course motivates the players even more to reach a higher level of play, and things feed upon themselves. I think that's why they. You see, maybe I don't know if it's an inordinate number of series sweeps that they record every year, but even when they're struggling, they seem to do much better at home.
So Ryan Vogelsong, I'm just fascinated by the guy, that's why I keep bringing him up. So I think this is like the third week in a row that I want to talk about Ryan Vogelsong, but he just seems to. I mean, he's a veteran pitcher, and so it's not surprising at all when he has a bad outing. Come back and have a fantastic outing. And to do it again, his most recent start against the Padres, who have this great offense and they're starting to struggle a little bit, but seven set-out innings against them with three hits, two walks. I mean, so that's so huge for the Giants to be able to stay above the 500 marker, just keep their heads above the water, as they say. It's going to take guys like him to just keep going, especially with the regulars in the rotation. But as we've discussed many times, a couple of guys are out of the rotation right now. So for him to do what he's doing has to be so nice for the Giants.
Oh, it's huge. It's so important, and that's why they re-signed him, to provide this kind of help. I've been of the opinion that he's going to end up pitching a lot more than people thought he would at the beginning of the year. And, we'll see. It depends on the health of Matt Cain and Jake Peavy. But so far, it looks like he may, at this rate, he may end up getting, who knows, 20 starts maybe. It remains to be seen. But he made a few mechanical adjustments that helped him overcome his what ailed him in Los Angeles when he gave up four home runs in three innings in his previous start. Plus, besides the mechanical aspects, he is such a determined guy. You knew he wasn't going to go out there and have a second game in a row like he had at Dodger Stadium.
Is it a situation where, like, when he has a bad outing like that, and he kind of knows, like, when he works on mechanical adjustments in between starts, he's obviously working with his pitching coach, that they've kind of, like, know right away what's happening? And is that, I guess, that works to his advantage when you can just, like, pinpoint it coming out of that start? And so, you know, what do you do, like, in between starts to just make sure that that doesn't happen again?
It sure seems like he's able to pinpoint things right away, because this has happened a few times where he's had a bad stretch or a bad game, and he comes back with a good game or a good stretch. You know, why he can't repeat things all the time, you know, I think that just speaks to the difficulty, the challenges of pitching. I mean, this is the guy who is a former All-Star. You know, he should be able to maintain consistency, but he can't, and I don't think it's, you know, because he's a bad pitcher. It's just because it's a goal that's hard to achieve. But he was able to sense what was wrong. He, you know, felt like he was aiming the ball instead of just throwing it and letting it go. And maybe that's a easier thing to fix than other pitching flaws. So. He went out and did it last night. I mean, the Padres only got three runners into scoring position against him in seven innings.
Wow. So when I read through the coverage on a daily basis, I saw the news about Angel Pagan out with a lacerated finger, and I just kind of, like, threw my hands in the air and said, oh, my God, not again. That has to be so frustrating for him and for the team to have this come up. He's tried so hard to stay on the field the past couple of years, and it seems like things pop up. And this is just, like, so out of nowhere. What is the status on him?
He's day-to-day, Allison. I mean, the lineup pat today hasn't been released yet. He could come back today. I doubt he will. I'll probably at least give him another day. But, you know, they're hoping that this is not anything like, you know, the back problems that, or hamstring trouble that have sidelined him for prolonged periods.
So I don't want to end on a negative note. So let's talk about a couple guys that are doing well. First of all, Madison Bumgarner has really gotten back on track after having a subpar April for him. Let's keep it all in perspective. So, you know, what have you seen from him the last couple outings? Does he look like the same guy that, you know, we've been watching for a long time?
Pretty much. You know, he's talk about a guy who just lets it go. He's been letting it go. He's regained a little bit of velocity, which makes a big difference. And, overall, he's looking like the guy who pitched Game 7, Games 5, and Game 7 of last year's World Series. So, that's a big boost for the Giants, obviously.
Yeah, but it's not as much fun for us to talk about how he pitched way too many innings last year, and so he can't possibly repeat. Because now what are we going to talk about?
Well, it is a long season, so let's see how long he can sustain this. He lasted one out into the eighth inning in his Monday night outing, and I suspect that maybe if he hadn't gone, you know, had the workload he had last year, Bruce Bochy might have let him finish the inning, maybe even finish the game. But there are certain times, I think, when Bruce is going to remove him just a little earlier than usual, just a little bit, you know, to preserve his arm. So the Giants are still very aware of what he's been through.
Absolutely. Well, it's now that we're into the second month of the season and the Giants seem to be creeping their way back up into the standings, and so it's looking a little bit more normal than we saw in April. So we will keep our eye on it, and thank you, Chris, so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Allison.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.